Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, July 25th, 2022. On Saturday, for the first time since the beginning of the corona pandemic, a large Christopher Street Day, or CSD parade, took place once again. According to the Berlin Senate Chancellery via Twitter, hundreds of thousands of people sent a strong signal for diversity, freedom, and respect against hate, war, and discrimination. And for the first time on this occasion, rainbow flags were flown in front of the Federal Chancellery and on the Reichstag building. The police spoke in the afternoon of 150,000 participants, but co-organizer Uli Pridat assumed that at least 600,000 people were at the Pride Parade. This year's motto was United in Love, Against Hate, War, and Discrimination, and participants from the queer community in Ukraine were also invited. At the opening of the procession, Berlin's Senator for Culture Klaus Lederer of Die Linke recalled that homosexuality is punishable in 70 countries worldwide, and in some of them with the death penalty. Lederer said, quote, "For these people, Berlin must be a safe haven," unquote. In the last two corona years, the CSD in Berlin took place only on a limited basis. In 2020, the parade was officially canceled, but a few thousand people still took to the streets at an alternative event. And in 2021, tens of thousands demonstrated at a slimmed-down CSD parade under strict corona regulations, and an alcohol ban also applied. Christopher Street Day is celebrated worldwide. The movement dates back to events in June of 1969, when police officers in New York stormed a bar on Christopher Street, triggering a riot by gays, lesbians, and trans people. Holders of the 9-euro ticket in Berlin can now take their dogs free of charge on buses and trains. On Thursday, the S-Bahn announced on Twitter that it is exceptionally allowed in the tariff area AB. This also applies in U-Bahns, trams, and buses of the BVLG, the regional trains of Deutsche Bahn, the DB Regio, and the Ostdeutsche Eisenbahn, ODIG, and the Niederbarnimer Eisenbahn, or the NEB. A small animal up to the size of a domestic cat can also be taken along free of charge in the entire area of the Verkehrsverbund Berlin-Brandenburg, or the VLBB. In the rest of the VLBB area, a discounted ticket is necessary. The 9-euro ticket is generally only valid for the person for whom it was issued, but according to the S-Bahn, children under 6, a stroller, and luggage can be taken free of charge in the VLBB area. On Saturday, two dead men were found in a Spandau house. The men were 38 and 79 years old, and police suspect a homicide. According to the findings so far, the older man killed the younger by force, and the 79-year-old then died presumably due to a fire he set in the building. Police did not provide any further details. Residents heard at least one gunshot and alerted the emergency services at 11:20 a.m. Police and firefighters deployed to a large-scale operation. Ambulances, forensics, and a special task force were also on the scene. The fire that broke out in the building was extinguished by firefighters. In addition, a woman was taken to safety by police officers, and whether she was involved in the incident is under investigation. A homicide squad has taken over the case. For the renowned British DJ mag, Berghain is no longer absolute world class. In the current ranking of techno clubs in which hundreds of thousands of ravers take part every year, Berghain comes in at the 12th position, losing 6 places. As in the previous year, Germany's best techno club is located in Cologne. The Bootshaus once again landed in 5th place among the top 100 clubs. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.